This feature, Clare Women in Business, is funded by Cumasun na Mban with a television license fee.
Welcome to this week's episode of Clare Women in Business on Clare FM. Nada Hyder and her husband Nolan Cramsey left Canada to start a new business in Ireland at the height of a global pandemic. The young couple had been planning their move to Ireland for some time and put a lot of work into getting their new business off the ground. Nada and Nolan had been looking for somewhere to start a new business in Canada, but when the offer of a property in Corrifin arose, they jumped at the idea. Nada Hyder is co-owner of Morning Dew in Corrifin.
I was born in Kuwait to Pakistani parents, so my background is a bit multicultural just right from the beginning. My parents emigrated to Kuwait for work, and all of my sisters and I were all born there and raised there. Moved to Canada when I was 12, so I feel a part of all of those cultures in me are quite prevalent. I was raised quite Pakistani. I speak the language and very much culturally at home. And then, of course, growing up in Kuwait, you know, you experience life there. And I remember it quite well because 12 is a bit old there. And then moving to Canada was an interesting time to move. But, you know, after I would say a year, I really kind of found my own and got comfortable there and then lived there until moving to Ireland. I did spend a little bit of time in Italy for school. I went to university for sculpture. So there was an exchange for a year in Florence, which was lovely. But other than that, mostly in Canada until moving to Ireland 2 years ago.
And do you remember that move as a 12-year-old? How difficult was that?
It was really challenging, and it was funny because, you know, you see a lot of North America in the movies, so you think you kind of understand it well. And I would say in all of my moves, the culture shock always comes in unexpected ways. You think you're going to have a bit of a hard time with this or that, and it's always something completely different that kind of catches you off guard. But I remember that move quite well. I think I was quite excited for a new adventure. And then I did have a bit of a hard time, I would say, just in terms of like school and friends, and that everyone's pretty established. They've all had friends that they've grown up with from a young age. And for a new person to just kind of walk in, they're not, they're kind of doing their own thing. But I found I was really keen to explore. It was a new place and I would kind of venture out and, you know, explore the city. We lived in a little suburb right outside of Toronto, and I loved going into the city and checking out new places and vintage shops and all these things, all these little things that you wouldn't necessarily find. After a year, then you start high school, which is a new school. And that I found I was comfortable right away because kind of everybody was new. So I wasn't really indifferent from anybody else. And in fact, when I was in high school, a lot of the other locals would in fact come to me to ask me for directions of how to get into the city and this and that, because as somebody who was really into exploring, I actually knew how to get around better than they did because they just kind of grew up there. They only knew their own little side streets and that's about it.
And apart from going to all those shops, what interests did you have as a teenager, as a high school student?
There were some really cool all-ages concerts and that kind of thing, all kinds of interesting music. We had some friends that were in some bands and that. And I was always into crafts. I grew up, even when I was little, my mom studied fine art and she's now an interior designer. So all kinds of craft activities, whether it was tie-dye or beads or, you know, just you name it, we did it. And so when I was in high school, then I would go out and kind of get those fabrics and ribbons and beads, and we had some really nice nice shops in an area called Kensington Market in Toronto, and you get like every kind of button you can imagine in that. So that was a huge part of exploring the city and finding those little gems and, you know, making these fun little craft projects.
So creativity very much in your blood. Is that what you pursued then in college?
Exactly. I wasn't sure what to pursue myself in college, you know, couldn't kind of flip-flopping between a few things. And a really good friend of mine actually mentioned to me, she said, oh, you know, every time you're going down the list of all the potential courses, whenever you mention something that has art in it, your voice changes, you get very excited. And it was funny that somebody else, a good friend of mine, and she was also a teenager at the time, for her to be aware enough and pick up on that was really interesting. So I kind of listened to her input there and I thought, okay, let me consider this. And that's when I kind of spoke to my art teacher, and she was really delighted because even in school projects where if it was for English literature class or whatever, and we were able to do a project of any kind, I always would incorporate art. And actually later on, I realized I would always incorporate sculpture, specifically making a paper mache doll dress or this and that, just to display some poetry, for example. That was a thing I did, all kinds of these things. And so I did end up going into university for sculpture. Again, my first year was a general year, and then I had a professor, my sculpture professor, who kind of pulled me aside one day and said, I think sculpture is your strength. I obviously have not a lot of self-awareness, but he had to tell me, this is something that you're really kind of strong at. So pursue it, and I did, and I'm just so happy that I did. It was something that really spoke to me then and still does now.
And what about after university then? What path did you take?
So I worked in hospitality throughout school. It was a great way to it's quite a flexible industry, so it was a great way to, you know, keep making money and be in school at the same time. So once I graduated, I continued working for some really nice restaurants, and while I was there, I met some really lovely people, including my husband, including Jack Campbell, who owns the property here, as well as a lovely couple who ran a beautiful art gallery in just up the road in a really kind of nice area of the city. And they were dealing in contemporary and historical Canadian art. So I was able to get one of my dream jobs, really working for them and dealing with and handling all kinds of local artists. It was really, really wonderful. After that, I did leave that job so I could pursue my own art career in a more, you know, kind of focused manner. So I was a freelance artist doing design work, but then also making my own art and sculpture. And then all the while, the kind of wheels were in motion to move here and have this space here.
How did the whole idea of coming to Ireland come about?
I'd say the seed was kind of planted nearly 10 years ago. So that restaurant I was just talking about, Jack, our friend, worked there. We all got along really well. And he had told us about this place that was where he grew up. It was his parents who ran it as a pub. At the time it was vacant, and he always kind of wanted someone to come in and do something up with it. And it was just kind of a pipe dream, to be honest, a joke, you know, oh, wouldn't it be nice? But that seed was planted. And also we remained really good friends. He had moved back to Ireland, but we still all remained really good friends. And essentially in the pandemic was when the decision was made. We had all these big plans for 2020 that it got canceled like everyone else's. And then we thought, okay, what are we actually doing now? And so what we did during those lockdowns was we used that time to A, prepare all our paperwork to get here, but also to start planning. And so we did a load of research on the area and what was required. We spoke with Jack, you know, what does the area need? A cafe, he said, and also there's loads of artists that live here locally. And so we thought, let's combine those two ideas. Those are totally feasible and they're true to who we are as well. Yeah, while we were all kind of locked up indoors, Nolan and I were planning the menu, we were practicing our recipes, we were planning the design, the color scheme and all of that. So all of that happened while we were still in Canada. And then finally, when there was a chance after, you know, lockdown was lifted and all that, then we moved here and pretty much got to work right away.
Was it ever in the back of your mind growing up or in college or while you were working in Canada that you might have your own business in the future?
Yeah, definitely. It was something that we had kind of thought about. We thought it'd be kind of nice. That was our plan, was to traveling across Canada to see if there was a place we could settle down in and open up our own spot. We didn't really have, I guess, we didn't have all the details figured out, but we had a general idea of what we wanted and the kind of lifestyle we were looking for. One of the things as an artist is the rural, we wanted to leave the big city, and rural life in Canada is very small and very quiet. And even though people think Irish rural life is quiet, it's very different. Where in Canada, if you live rurally, your neighbors are essentially like bears and turkeys and deer. Whereas in Ireland, all the little villages are actually quite close to one another, and there's a real sense of community where people kind of travel from one to the other, even just for lunch for the day. So that was a huge factor in coming here as well, was being able to live that quieter rural life, but still being able to thrive from a business standpoint and also as an artist. We were very fortunate to have our friend who is very familiar with the area and was living here at the time, so he knew what is happening currently. So one of the things is a lot of people that have grown up here have traveled around, they've lived in the city, again a lot of work from home and that, but they have those kind of urban comforts that they're familiar with like a really good cup of coffee and like, you know, a nice community local place that they can rely on. So to provide that kind of an experience here rurally for everyone that's kind of come back.
Did you seek any other support from any other groups?
Definitely. The local enterprise office has some great programs, just, you know, how to get started in a business, understanding the tax rates and this and that. So definitely doing, I did a few courses with them when we first got here, and that was incredibly helpful. And then they also hooked us up with a mentor who just, I mean, again, just offered us some key elements of advice and also, you know, directed us in what action we should take next, because when you're about to open, you really have no idea, you know, what to do first and what to do second and all that. So that was really helpful. And then we did utilize a few grants as well. There was a lovely paint scheme locally, so you'll see in Curfin most of the places are painted beautifully, so we were able to take advantage of some of the local grants that are available to everyone, I think, but also small business.
Did you face any difficulties in establishing your business?
Definitely. In the beginning, I would say most of the challenges were just, I would say, anybody with a new business, especially hospitality. When things are good, that means you're running, you know? So it's one of those happy problem scenarios. People are loving the food, they're loving the atmosphere, but that means that you're just running nonstop. So the early days, we didn't really have the rhythm kind of figured out yet. That was probably one of the bigger challenges. We're very grateful for the local community, especially the local businesses, because they were incredibly supportive, you know, just moral support, if anything, but also helping us with the networking and that. You know, if anything happens back home in a hospitality sense, we know exactly where to go. We know who to call to get everything sorted out. But obviously over here we're brand new, and so we really relied on some of the local businesses, the pubs and the restaurants here in Curfin specifically, that we kind of have them on speed dial. If we need anything, they're there. We have a big event or something that we're having, oh, pots and pans, you can borrow them from us. Whatever it is we need, the local community has really supported us. So that's been, we're very grateful for that. There is something about it might be kind of a relevant thing at this moment, is some difficulty we've had with the VAT rates going up. When we were first year open, you know, everyone kind of gives you a better rate for your first year in that. So now we're into our second year and we're really feeling that push. We have to be very logical about how we, you know, position ourselves and how we, you know, price things and that. So unfortunately, you know, it is something that is a concern for us. I know a lot of restaurants and businesses are fighting for that reduced VAT rate, because essentially what's happening is the consumer has to end up paying, the businesses pay as well. So it's, you know, it's a bit of a shame, because, you know, Ireland, we have loads of lovely tourists and that, and they all come for that small business, for the small pubs and the small cafes, and they want that face-to-face personal relationship. But with these kinds of things, it becomes harder for those small personal businesses to run. So I do think that would be a valuable thing to consider in the future.
moving from Canada to a new country to start a new business in the middle of a global pandemic. What did your parents and your family and your friends think?
I think my parents and my family and friends already kind of knew I was a bit mad. I think the funniest thing about it was the fact that I had actually never been to Ireland before deciding to move here. But I thought, oh, sure, how different could it be? My parents were very supportive. They themselves have moved around quite a lot. And so I don't think that they were surprised by any means, because that's kind of how they raised us, kind of just take the bull by the horns and let's go, let's see what happens. And then my parents did visit recently, so they were delighted to come and see the place and see what we've kind of turned into it. But yeah, like, I think the pandemic allowed us to open our minds a bit and think a bit outside the box, essentially.
That was Nada Hyder, co-owner of Morning Dew in Corrafin. Next week, we'll meet Aoife Lenehan, freelance marketing consultant and co-founder of Sheer Photography.
This feature, Clare Women in Business, is funded by Cumasun Na Mban with a television license fee.